It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and let's have a conversation. We've got an amazing show planned for you today. We've got a very full studio this morning at this time in the morning. We have Patty Kergan, my research director, is in studio. Great to have you here.
Good morning, Kim.
Jason McBride, a valued partner, you and your team over there at Presidential Wealth Management. It's great to have you here.
Yes, always honored, Kim.
And Scott Wilder with Save the Children.
Well, hello.
It's great to have you here.
It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Yes. I'm so glad that coffee was invented, Steve. So thank you to all of you for being here. We'll be talking with Scott in the second segment about the important work they're doing with Save the Children. And Patty has been doing some just amazing research when you started to figure out all this corporate welfare that the state of Colorado has been giving to different corporations. And we love business. We're not saying that we don't love business, but we're just thinking that maybe Colorado shouldn't be picking winners and losers, giving a bunch of corporate welfare out. And then here they are with Prop CC saying to all of us hardworking people that, hey, give us your Tabor refunds forever.
Exactly. I had no idea where this was going to lead me into the total amount that we're looking at. And even in with your show, we're looking at just the enterprise zone. And later on, when we get into the third and fourth segment, I'm going to go into a couple of the other programs as well.
It will blow your socks off in not a good way, Jason.
Well, usually when your socks get blown off, it's not good. And for those around you as well.
This is true. This is true. So we look at these issues as freedom versus force. Force versus freedom. There is this this narrative in America right now romancing socialism. And ultimately, the way socialism works is it has to use force. And it is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, or their freedom via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, or unpredictable and excessive taxation. We do realize that some taxation is necessary, but we are off the rails on that. We are seeing a socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, water, broadband, data. Everything, Steve, that it seems like PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties can get their hands on in your life, they want to.
I was not an English major, so you and Patty have to help me out. The two adjectives, I think, are unpredictable and excessive adjectives?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, all right. But really, stop and think about it. Unpredictable and excessive, here we are. We have arrived.
We have arrived, and that is why No on Prop CC is so important. And I will have my voter's guide out later today, and we'll talk about that, but No on Prop DD as well, and we'll explain that why. Thank you to producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. I do appreciate all your good work. And thank you to all you listeners out there. You are treasured. You're valued. You have a purpose today. Strive for excellence and do something to take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. Be sure and check out my new website. It is beautiful. It's kimmunson.com. That's spelled M-O-N-S-O-N, so kimmunson.com. If you'd like to email me, it's kim@kimmunson.com. And our podcasts of our shows are available there as well. So our inspiration for today, really, Scott, because you're here, I was thinking about people that have really stepped up and done things to care for others, which Save the Children does.
Yeah.
And so Mother Teresa, she says, be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies. Mm-hmm. I love that. Be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies. So, Steve, are you ready for the funnies?
Yes.
Okay, I've got three of them for you.
Great anticipation because they're funny.
Okay. First one, I asked my North Korean friend how it was there, and he said he couldn't complain.
Yeah, right.
Number two, I think we should get rid of democracy. All in favor, raise your hand. And lastly, the consensus after the election is that 100% of Americans think that 50% of Americans have lost their minds. Okay, with that, Jason McBride, it is a big day for baby boomers today, isn't it?
Oh, it's the dreaded or loved Medicare enrollment season kicks off today.
Now, does everybody have to be in Medicare?
No, everybody doesn't have to be in Medicare, but most people, once they turn 65, if you're not covered under a group plan, you should sign up for Medicare Part B, or else you will be permanently penalized. The premium will go up 10% every year that you don't sign up when you should have, and when you finally do figure it out, that premium will be permanently increased.
Talk about freedom versus force, huh?
Well, I guess they got to have some kind of procedures.
I guess that's true. So tell us about this. What happens? What do if people are 65 right now, they need to get busy then, huh?
Well, it depends. If you're 65, you're still working, covered under a group plan, you don't have to do anything. And that's one of the big confusions. People get worried when they hear this. 3 months leading up to 65, they've heard they're going to get penalized and they're worried about it. But again, if you're covered under a group plan, and that's even if you're retired and let's say your spouse is still working, as long as he or she is covered under a group plan that covers at least 20 people, you can still be on their insurance as well.
Okay.
So you may not have to do anything, but you should be aware that you might have to do something and that the penalties are rather egregious if you don't. But, Kim, you know, you just got me thinking. It should be the other way around. If you didn't take the Medicare for a couple of years, you probably didn't use the service, so you saved them money. They actually should give you a 10% discount
for
every year you wait.
You know, and the other thing that you just mentioned is, I think, a little bit of a picking winners and losers. And that is that you have to be in a plan that has 20 people or more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about if you are a small little business person and you've had a great plan? You know, Don't get me started, okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, insurance costs for a small business are probably crushing. I mean, I would assume that a small business trying to cover its employees with health insurance is a crushing expense.
Okay.
So it's probably actually a relief when some of the employees can use Medicare Part B to supplement part of that. So most people are aware of that. A couple of things also that may not be right out in front. When you actually sign up can have an effect on when your coverage starts. And this can be important, Kim. So you can sign up during the 3 months leading up to your 65th birthday. And if you do that, the coverage begins on the first day of your birthday month. See, it just gets more confusing. Mm-hmm. If you sign up during your birthday month, then the coverage doesn't start until the day of the month after your birthday, so you have a small gap there. But you also have 3 months after your 65th birthday to sign up without penalty. However, if you sign up the month after your birthday, your coverage has a 3-month delay. In the second month after your birthday, it's a 5-month delay. In the third month after your 65, your Part B coverage doesn't start until 6 months after your birthday. So what if something happens to you during those times?
Jason, I know this is radio, but does it look like my eyes just glazed over on what you just said?
Well, I was trying to keep it simple, but yeah, even again, it's a very Byzantine structure. That's why, I mean, we work with experts on Medicare to help our clients figure out what to do and pick their plans, and Part B and Part D, and your supplement plan is important too. So these are big, big decisions.
And so this is something you help your clients with as well. I didn't realize that this was a component of, you know, you always talk about you sit down and do a discovery session.
Right.
And I hadn't even thought about that. This is probably a big component of it as well.
Oh, it's a huge, huge component. What you're going to do for your health care needs is very important. And again, I can't remember every little rule and regulation, but I know there are certain restrictions. Like if you sign up for one plan, then you can't change, or some of the decisions you make are irrevocable, which doesn't make sense to me. That's why the planning for your Medicare, which is going to probably be your main health care for the rest of your life once you're retired. It's a very, very important decision. And the cost of your health care outside of what Medicare is going to cover needs to be figured in to your overall plan as well, because it's going to be, a significant expense.
Well, for sure. So what would the process be if people wanted to sit down with you? What does a discovery session look like?
Well, that's what it looks like. Come in, kind of bring your documents and your data with you so we can gather as much info as possible. I mean, the more we know, the better projection we can make for you. And that's kind of what a discovery session is. Part of it is gathering that info. The bigger part is just asking questions, you asking us, us asking you, getting to know each other, making sure it would be a good fit. That you have to like each other too, right,
that's
Kim?
Really
so,
important.
You know, I think it's extremely important. And, this is kind of chewing out the guys out there. Please bring your wife.
Well,
because a lot of times the guys want to come by themselves the first couple of times. And then when they finally bring their spouse in with them,
they bring the real decision maker.
Well, she's lost, and she might not like us at all. You just never know. So
well,
I think it's important to have both people come in right from the start.
I do think that's a good idea. So bring the real decision maker in then. You know, bring her in too as well. So the way people can reach you, I dropped by the offices yesterday. I love your offices. What a beautiful view.
Thank you.
It's just gorgeous. And I told Natalie, she'll be in at 7:30. She's right there at the front desk, that I've been giving her phone number out on the air, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. It's actually the number for Presidential Wealth Management. And that's how you can reach Jason McBride and all the fine folks over there. You guys do a great job, Jason, and you're a valued partner. I really appreciate it.
Well, we sure appreciate you too, Kim.
Okay, so you know what I think we'll do is we'll go to break. This is Kim Munson. It's the Kim Munson Show. Thrilled to have in studio with me Jason McBride. Patty Kurgan, our research director, just does amazing work. And Scott Wilder with Save the Children. And in this crazy time right now, it's really great to have you here, Scott, because you're out there on the front lines trying to do things to help children. It's just so great to have you here.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Can't wait to tell you more.
Okay, so we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Bud or Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim at Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and boy, oh boy, do we have a great group in today. We have Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, important day for Medicare. For people that are 65, make sure that you know what's going on, so they should give you a call over there at 303-694-1600.
That would be great.
Yeah, I know you can help them out. And Patty, we'll be really delving into this great work that you've been doing in segments 3 and 4. But thrilled to have in studio with me Scott Wilder. He is with Save the Children, and it is amazing work that you do. And it's been on, you were on one other time. And Scott, I'm embarrassed to say, I've been moving on my calendar, Give to Save the Children. So you know what, as we're speaking, as you're describing this, I'm going to give Save the Children. So go to SaveTheChildrenKLZ.org.
Actually, just SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
SaveChildrenKLZ.org. Okay.
And you can do it. And we have a very special day today because, and you've been hearing about this, you know, with you before, and also you heard John Rush talk about it in Rush to Reason. But today is a very special day. Today and today only, your gift, and this is an amazing opportunity, your gift is increased tenfold today. Ooh. Only. Today only. You have an opportunity for $60 to become $600, or $600 to become $6,000, or $6,000.
Can I count that
become...
towards my tithing? I wonder.
Yeah, there you go. Sure.
Always looking for loopholes.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's right. If you want net blessings, tithe net. You want gross blessings? Tithe gross. Today you can do it, and you can. It's easy to do. Go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org. You can also call the phone number, and the phone number is really easy. It's a 800 number. It's a different number. And the number that John, if you've written down a number before, that John has given you in Rush to Reason, it's a different phone number today during our time. And so we'll give you that in a second. But your $60 one-time gift provides enough emergency nutrition to save the life of one child. But today, that becomes tenfold. So just add a zero on the end of whatever you're going to do. If you wanted to do $300, that would not provide enough to save the lives of five children. Put a zero on the end. That'd be 50 children. And if you wanted to, $300 would become, put a zero in it. The impact of that would be $3,000 today. The phone number is 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649 is the number. 800-520-2649. And what you're going to do with your $60 provides what's called Plumpy Nut. And Plumpy Nut is this ready-to-use therapeutic food. We're not talking about, feeding a hungry child. We're talking about saving a starving child. I was in Niger, but they pronounce it Niger because it was a French colony. I was in Niger just a few months ago, and we were there in February in a hospital. The specific reason of the hospital, they take 50 children every single day that are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. And these are not just hungry children. Their children have been without food for a long period of time. They brought a four-month-old in that weighed 2.2 kgs or kilograms. That's under 5 pounds.
Aww.
A four-month-old under 5 pounds.
Aww.
A 10-month-old under 11 pounds.
It's amazing, Scott, to me how they survive. The will to live is so important. It's amazing, but I mean, it's amazing they're surviving.
You know, and the thing is, somebody said, wait a minute, you were in a hospital. It's not our idea of a hospital. It's like a barracks, basically. You know, those half pipe things, those barracks that sort of a big curve and you walk in. There were 50 beds lining the walls, and you walk in there. And I came back and I was telling some friends that I was there with 50 children under the age of two, all under the age of two. That really were on the brink of death. And they said, well, I've been on a plane before with two children, and it must have just been loud as can be in that hospital. And I said, that's the really eerie thing, is it was silent.
Aww.
Not a single sound, because they are so close to death that it's crying would be a step up. Crying would be more energy. So today we have a great opportunity to increase tenfold. It's a one-day-only opportunity. So, no paralysis of analysis. You can't wait and wait and wait. I mean, today is the day. If you don't do it today, you're not going to do it. You're not going to get the tenfold increase. So it's one day only. And that Plumpy Nut, it's a peanut-based paste. In fact, I brought some with me. It's a peanut-based paste that is... it's about the consistency of Nutella. In fact, Nutella was the inspiration for it. It's only been around for 15 years, and it doesn't need a refrigeration, which is a huge thing in part of the world where there's no electricity. It doesn't need to be administered at a hospital. So when I was there in this little hospital in Agui, in Niger, we were actually showing moms and grandmas and dads how to it's about the size of like a salad dressing from a fast food restaurant, a little foil pack. It's 500 calories, and you just tear off the corner of it, and you squeeze it directly into the mouth of the child, and it is a lifesaver. It is not simply food. It is also food and medicine. And in fact, I'm just pulling. Sorry to be away from the mic, there, Mr. Engineer. Let's pull one of these out here. Just let you see what it's like. That's what it is. RUTF means ready to use therapeutic food, and you just crack the corner of it, and you squeeze it directly into their mouths, and really, it's a miracle food. Within 3-4 days, they are stabilized. Then, because it doesn't need to be refrigerated, we can send some of this back to their village with their mom, with their dad.
Well, how are the moms and dads doing?
Well, they're desperate, as you can imagine. You had talked previous segment about insurance and Medicare and the break. I was telling about my mom who had broken her hip, and thanks to the many safety nets we have here, our lives are not just saved. I mean, they remain comfortable, but there are not the safety nets that we have here. You know, we have so many safety nets here. We have family, we have local safety nets, we have state and community safety, maybe a faith safety net. We have several layers of federal safety nets, so the poor here are really really wealthy, relatively speaking, to the rest of the world.
The rest of the world, yes.
But when we're talking about babies, and really these are all under the age of two. Niger, there are a couple of facts about Niger. I know education can make our eyes glaze over. But Niger is the single worst place to be a child in the world, according to the World Health Organization. Infant mortality is the highest. You have also the birth rate is the highest in the world for a woman of childbearing age. More babies are born there than anywhere else in the world. 80% of the country is covered by the Saharan Desert. So that there are only a couple of pockets of massive population. Under 50% of the population in Niger is under the age of 15.
So question, what about resources in Niger? What kind of natural resources do they have if a lot of it is desert?
They do have oil. They have oil in Niger. They are agrarian society. But mainly they have almost nothing. They have nothing really that they export. It also happens to be a fairly dangerous part of the world because of Boko Haram and some of the jihadists.
That was my next question. Yeah. Is that where the Boko Haram girls, were they taken from Nigeria?
Nigeria and Niger right in there, that whole region, it slips very closely between countries, but it was right in that same area. They take kids from schools.
So Nigeria and Niger are two different countries.
They are. Nigeria is a country just south of Niger. Niger is just north of that. And we were right there I've been to Nigeria three times, and this time we were in Niger, which is just north of that. And so we went there because that is the worst place in the world for children. And we wanted to go and see the work that's being done there and the work that we're doing at this hospital.
Okay. What about the political structure then?
Chaos. I don't want to speak too negatively because we work in some cases.
But it's difficult.
It's very difficult. And so today, you know, I like to think that we are reaching out from the best place in the world to be a kid to the worst place in the world to be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't have to get the yellow fever shot. You don't have to sleep under a tent on the dirt. You don't have to take the malaria medicine. You don't have to go 30 hours door to door.
It would be good if our kids understood
you know,
that.
Here. All you have to do is pick
up
the phone.
We're not grateful enough.
Yeah, you pick up the phone, you call the number, and you can save a life today. And today only. That's not just one, but it's 10. It's not just 10, but it's 100. We had a woman, I was in Seattle not so long ago, and a woman called and said, I want to do this for 100 kids. And that is a $6,000 one-time gift. And I thought it was a decimal point challenge. I thought she meant 60, you know. And you mean 60 or 600? And no, 6,000. But today, the fun thing is today, that gift would be not 6,000. But $60,000 would be the impact today. So today, you know, the way I look at it is all the excuses have gone away today. Whatever we do today, you know, if you've ever thought that what I have could not make a difference, today certainly that is not true. I believe it's never true. Every little bit helps. I mean, a little is much when you're talking about people mm-hmm. that have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so $30 becomes $360. $60. You could also do a monthly gift. You want to do a monthly gift for $30 a month, $60 a month for the next 12 months? You get whatever you do. And I like to say many times, it's not about how much, it's about how many. Mm-hmm. It's not about how much any one person does, because certainly no one person can do it all. But it's about how many of us will say, you know what? I have been blessed. I've been blessed to bless. And if I could say one other thing, I've done this around the world for the last 20 years. I've seen a lot of things, but I had sort of an epiphany this last year. And maybe most people would think of this all the time, but I had not. And I used to think, you know, the blessing, why would we be so blessed? Why would God bless us so? And it's not because he loves us more. It's not because we're good or better. He loves even the people that don't receive the blessings that we have. So why would we be blessed? And I used to think, well, you know, God blesses us. The blessings from God are evidence that he loves us. And that's true, but that's not the whole story. I really have come to believe the blessings from God are not just evidence that he loves us, but evidence that he trusts us to be his hands and feet, because he could bless anyone. So they're not really intended to be blessings that flow to us. They're intended to be blessings that flow through us. to others.
You know, Scott, that's so interesting that you would say that, because I think that is inherent in the American idea and the American founding. You know, I was up in Fort Collins last night with our Tapas and Topics girls, and I'm going to be with the girls tonight out in Jefferson County. And this American idea is so interesting that it comes from the Patriots. It goes to the Civil War, to World War I, World War II, that we do seem to think that because we've been blessed because of this amazing this amazing idea that all men are created equal, right, and they have value, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness,
right,
that we have this responsibility, and it's been inherent in the American idea,
yeah,
that we do give that. And so when we talk about life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you know, what you're doing to give these kids a chance at life, you know, that I think that's inherently something that Americans do. And so it's great work you're doing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, I do believe that we spend a lot of time now, because we're not really so much worried about life here, and really even liberty, more so liberty. But we really spend a lot of our time on the pursuit of happiness. And there are people in the world that life
don't even
is,
have that.
Their full-time job is to not just die today.
Yeah.
And today, you know, you can make a big difference when you call that number. 800-520-26. That's right. 800-520. I freaked out for a second. 800-520-2649 is the phone number. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649.
Okay.
Or you can also do it online at SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
SaveChildrenKLZ.org. I just did it. So I'm going to mark that off my list of things to
do.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I wish that I was independently wealthy. I would certainly give you more, but it's a small gift. But today it really counts. So
every single thing matters. And I really do believe it. It's not about how much, it's about how many. I don't think God is concerned with our wallets. I do think he's concerned with our hearts, and that we understand that these blessings are to be, we've been blessed to bless. And that's why we've been blessed. And I appreciate the call.
Well, Scott Wilder, it's great to have you here. That's SaveChildrenKLZ.org, SaveChildrenKLZ.org. And, you know, even just for the price of a couple of cups of coffee, it'll make a difference.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Anything that will that you can do today, it'll be a blessing that will be tenfold. So
thank you.
It's
thank
so
you.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Can't wait to get back to now, segments 3 and 4. Jason McBride, it's great to have you in here, Presidential Wealth Management. I'm going to give your phone number. I'm going to give Natalie's phone number again.
Oh, well, she's getting lots of offers.
Yeah, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. She'll be at the switchboard at 7:30. And so you can reach Jason. You probably need to talk to you and your team over there, because today is the first day of Medicare sign-up, and baby boomers, it's that day. You better do it.
Oh, yep. It's very important. Goes from today to December 7th. That's also, this is when you can change your plan. If you don't like the plan you have now, you can change it.
Okay.
There was a joke somewhere percolating in there with something somebody said one time, very similar, but I couldn't cross-connect it.
Couldn't make it happen, huh? So, and then Patty Kergan. I tell you, you and I have conversations. You'll call up and you'll go, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. And I'm to the point, yeah, I do believe this now. So what you're uncovering regarding corporate welfare, and we love business. We love free enterprise. We love capitalism, but we don't like corporate welfare.
Correct.
And so we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about that. And you are working on an op-ed that will be pushed out this weekend, and that can be found at kimmunson.com as well. That's spelled M-O-N-S-O-N. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, Patty Kergan and Jason McBride.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated 3 times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
You only have a few days left for three scary movies under the stars. The 88 Drive-In Theater will close for the season Thursday, October 24th. So get there now. Open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. See an independent film that takes place in a drive-in theater. 47 Hours, rated R, followed by Joker and Rambo Last Blood. Admission is only $9 per person and includes all three features. Get directions now at 88drivein.net.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and let's have a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation for, via email, you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And yes, that is spelled M-O-N-S-O-N. Great to have you in studio, Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. You've got quite a team over there.
We do. We've got some wonderful people over there, our 10 advisors. You know, we've got some old war horses like me, but we do have one thing, and that's experience. And we've got some great, I know that we tend to say guys, but we've got great guys and gals over there. You know, a couple of gals that have been there for a long time. Marilyn Weaver, you know,
I know her.
I mean, boy, she's really something. We've got a couple of new gals. We have a gal there named Alexis Herman. And I've nicknamed her Lightbulb because she's got a laugh that's so infectious. It just blows through the whole office.
Nice.
She's one of those people that's just always up, always positive. Her clients absolutely adore her. So, yeah, when I say guys, you know, I guess I'm old fashioned.
Well, I do the same thing.
Males and females. We have guys and gals here, but
I do the same thing.
Very proud to work with the folks that I do work with. And I always try to make the point, just because I'm the big mouth that comes on the air with you, by no means indicates that I'm the smartest person there, the only person
you
can
work
with.
I thought you told me you were the smartest.
Well, I had to get you to let me come on here somehow.
So be sure and give Natalie a call. She is running the switchboard, Presidential Wealth Management. If you are 65, it's really important. Don't delay, because I tell you what, December 7th is going to be here before we know it, as fast as things are going. Which, Patty Kurgan, our research director, first of all, thank you for the amazing work that you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I'm glad that I can give it to you as well as to your listeners. We can't have that conversation unless we're totally informed.
Well, and that's what we work to do. And if we, for some reason, don't get something quite right, we really strive to get the truth. Now, certainly we have opinions, but we try to base all those opinions on truth. And amazingly, Steve might ask me a question on something, and next thing I know, I've got a text message. You have clarified that. So I really, really appreciate. So I appreciate it because you, the listeners, can know that we are really striving to shed light and truth on these issues. So there's two big issues on a statewide level that's going to be on our ballot. The ballots are going to start to arrive in people's mailboxes right now. And I'm working on my voter's guide. And on the local level, I'm going to say local and state. But if any of your ballot questions start with the words, "without increasing taxes," vote no. Because what is happening here is, I think, a bait and switch. There's a tax that we, the people, had approved a while back, and it may be sunsetting. And so now your PBIs, your politicians, your bureaucrats and interested parties are saying, we're not increasing taxes because you're already paying that tax. But in essence, that tax is supposed to go away. So, Patty, your thoughts on that?
I agree with you 100%. We've talked about that. And instead of saying we're going to continue the tax, I think it's better to just cut it off and then bring up another ballot initiative. You're being more honest and forthcoming, and you know exactly, supposedly we know exactly what it's for. Because even today, I'll give an example where they've reapportioned the funds. So we were told it was going to go over here, and it ended up somewhere else.
Right.
And that just happens too often.
And I think that we have trusted that there would be transparency and accountability and responsibility in how we spend or how the PBI spend our dollars. And I know, Jason, you think that's really important that we have transparency and accountability.
Well, yeah, and I would say even mostly accountability. If there was any accountability, people wouldn't be screaming so much for transparency. Because we wouldn't feel like we were getting ripped off. And when you get transparency, you don't get it anyway. The more transparency we get, the more questions come up that we have to ask that we can't get to the bottom of. So, you know, Patty, I'm with you. I always say this. I think people can handle the truth. I think people like the truth. And if there really was a reason to raise more tax revenues out of our pockets, if they would come out and be truthful about it and just say, we'd really think we could use this money to a good degree, and yes, we're asking you if you'd like to pay a little bit more tax for this. I think if they'd make the case that way, they'd have a heck of a lot more success. But it's interesting, almost every measure that's put on the ballot to increase taxes has failed miserably here in Colorado, even with a lot of folks on the left that seem to say they're in favor of tax increases.
Well, and the way to, I think, Patty, to make sure that taxes are effective is that, in effect, that the taxes are, everybody has some skin in the game. But there's been two things that have occurred. One, the PBIs realize that if they start the ballot titling without raising taxes, or people, oh, I kind of like that. And then we see this shell game of, you aren't going to have to pay the taxes. Over here, somebody else will have to pay the taxes. So that goes to Prop DD, which that is going to be on the statewide. Let me back up just a little bit. On the local level or the county level, if it starts with without raising taxes, or if, as you read the text of the ballot measure, if it refers to Article 10, I think it's Section 20, which that is TABOR, the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights, we have seen, I didn't realize for a long time, that there has been that detabering, that detaxpayer Bill of Rights language in a lot of these different measures. So they'll say, can we raise taxes for, an example have been South Suburban Parks and Rec, where I live. And it's like, yeah, okay, maybe that makes sense. But as I read the actual language down there, then they said, and can we keep all of your TABOR refunds forever on this? It's like, wait a minute, I don't like that. I think that that should not have been added in there. So we're talking about that kind of language, and then we'll move over to Prop D and Prop CC. Mm-hmm. Patty, your comment.
Well, I agree with you in terms of the big scare is without raising taxes. Because so many people will just read those three words and say, oh, well, they're not raising my taxes, so I don't have to read the rest of the ballot initiative, and I'm going to vote for it because they're not raising my taxes. And then going back to the accountability, even though, like with Prop CC, they say that they're going to use it for transportation and education and health, even Casey Becker, the Speaker of the House here in Colorado, has stated that they can't guarantee that it'll be for perpetuality. It doesn't happen that way, the way the Constitution is written. So she can't hold other legislations accountable to the same standard that she will the first year when this gets passed. And the other thing too is when Referendum C was passed, they said that,
and that was a timeout on the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was in, I believe it was 2005. And they promised that they would do an audit at the end. And that's what's stated in Prop CC, that they will do an audit mm-hmm. every year. Back in the Referendum C days, they tried to do an audit, but the money went every which way and they couldn't do an accounting.
They couldn't find it, huh?
So they truly did not do an audit.
Jason, I thought I saw you have a little heart palpitation on that one.
Well, probably more like eye rolling. I agree with what you say, Kim. Any time I see without raising taxes, the first thing to me, we're so used to politicians, is I say they're lying. I'm not voting for this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't believe them. So, you know, I feel like I've been around long enough, and you know, not to disagree with what Patty said, but I react exactly the opposite. You know, if it smells like you know what, it probably is you know what. And if they say they're going to buy something or pay for something without raising my taxes, I just assume there's flim-flam going on and they're not telling me the truth. I'm going to vote no.
Okay. And I think that's kind of what you said, Patty, right? Or
yeah, I didn't quite verbalize it correctly, but it's, to me, personally, when I see that, I see it's scary because of I'm thinking what most people are
right.
going to look at.
Okay.
So thank you for allowing me to clarify.
Yeah. You are concerned then what you find scary, and it is Halloween season, but what you find scary is that people will look at that and they'll say, oh, well, without raising taxes, oh, I'm for right. that. So that's what I got it. Yeah.
She's worried about the non-cynical people. Not the ones like
not
me.
You, not right. you. Okay,
exactly.
So let's see. Let's talk a little bit about DD. We'll go a little long on this, and then we'll go into CC. So Prop DD, that is on the state ballot, Patty, and that is to legalize sports betting. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what they say is they're going to use that money for water. At least that's what you're seeing on the advertising. And so we've got people in rural Colorado that have said this is a good idea because water is really important to rural Colorado. But it is a bait and switch on that as well, Patty.
Correct, because if you look at the ballot initiative, it actually is the water is at the bottom of the barrel. So there's a lot of other places that they'll be spending the money first. And then my other concern is it's $25 million. To me, that's a drop in the bucket, no pun intended. But it just doesn't seem like that money's going to go very far. And again, I'm skeptical as to how the funds will really be used in the end. And the transparency sometimes is very hard. Usually it is hard. And it's hard to hold them accountable.
Well, and Patty, something that you and I have started to do is to actually read everything. And so I hold in my hand, Jason, this is the legislative act for Prop DD. This is longer than the Declaration of Independence. This is 37 pages long. And it creates, Patty, you mentioned, a new bureaucratic agency. And they say that the money is going to go to water. But this is how it goes. Let me see if I can get to it. Okay, so the Sports Betting Fund... it has, this is 4430-1509 within, and this is the bill is actually 1327. They say the money's going to go to water, and I think the Colorado Cattlemen's Association has come out in favor of DD. The Farm Bureau has come out in favor. These are people that care about rural Colorado. But when you read the bill, this is amazing, and you alluded to it, Patty. The first thing that is going to happen is all money, let's see, here we go, all money paid into the fund... we'll go to hold back. I'm in the wrong spot. It has to create the bureaucracy. And then you will have money go to colleges. You know what? I got my pages mixed up here, Patty. I'm missing page 29.
Kim, if you can't even read the thing, then probably we shouldn't vote for it.
Maybe that's what it is right there.
This is the litmus test for every new bill that comes out. If Kim can't read it on the air, vote no.
Okay, so quickly, here's the money, okay? The money's going to go to the general fund, right there, Patty, to repay any appropriation made from the general fund for the commissions and division startup costs. Then it's going to pay for the commission, for all the whole bureaucratic thing. Third, a transfer equal to 6% of the money will go to a hold harmless fund. Then the it'll go to the state historical fund. Then it'll go to colleges. Then it'll go to the cities of Central Blackhawk and Cripple Creek. Then it'll go to the counties of Gilpin and Teller. And then it will go to the behavioral health department in human services. Then some money will go to a crisis hotline. Then some money will go to prevention, education, treatment, and workforce development. And then it'll go to, after that, it'll go to the water plan. What do you think of that?
Sounds like one drop to me.
Patty, what's your final comment on this? We're going to go to break, and then we'll talk about CC.
Both Prop CC and Prop DD is an absolute no.
Absolute no. We absolute no. So let's go to break. And when we come back, Patty, you have uncovered millions of reasons to vote no on Prop CC. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Don't miss Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Join Kim Munson at Water's Edge Winery in Centennial or Colorado Cork and Keg in Castle Rock. In Fort Collins, attend Vino and Veritas at Ginger and Baker. Kim Munson would like to thank Presidential Wealth Management Loveland, Presidential Wealth Management Greenwood Village, Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week for their generous support. Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Sign up today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Let's have a conversation. Thrilled to have in studio with me, valued partner, Presidential Wealth Management, Jason McBride. It's always great to have you here.
Yeah, always great to be here. Thank you.
And Patty Kurgan, Research Director for the Kim Munson Show. Patty, you and I were talking, and we said there's not just one reason to vote no on Prop CC, which is what Prop CC is asking is by PBIs, which is politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties. They want to keep your Tabor tax refunds, and Tabor is the Colorado Taxpayers Bill of Rights. What they're saying is they want to keep those refunds forever. And there's three things in Tabor. Tabor, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, says, hey, PBIs, if you want to raise our taxes, if you want to incur debt that we have to pay off, or if you want to keep our excess, you know, there's not excess, I wouldn't say additional revenue that you have collected that really should come back to us, we're going to say to you, you can grow government of population plus inflation, which as a money guy, that seems fair, right, Jason?
They made the formula. They should follow it.
Okay. But anything above that formula, you need to give that back to us. And if you want to keep it, you just need to ask us on a regular basis. But they want to say that they never ever have to ask us again, Patty. The other thing that's been sneaky is that once they've been hitting those Tabor caps, where they would have to give money back to us, they've figured out ways to take money out of how that calculation is created so that they haven't had to give our money back. And now they just want to say, just we never want to ask you.
Exactly. So, I mean, I always use the hospital provider fee as an example of taking something that was under Tabor and they took it out and made it its own enterprise zone. So now that amount of money is no longer counted into the cap of Tabor. And that happened last year.
2017.
Right. And the first year was like, I was told between $600,000 to $700,000.
Million.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, million.
So they took that money that should have been included in that calculation.
Correct.
And they just, and it was a bipartisan thing as well.
It was. Yes, it was.
And I went down to the State House and I was there and I testified on it and in committee. And I was very frustrated to see what had happened on a bipartisan level on that. But so they pull that out and they say, here's $684 million that doesn't count towards the
anymore,
whether or not we have to give it back to you.
Correct.
Which I thought was sneaky. Mm-hmm. So, but now they want to say, just let us have your money forever.
Right. So even right now, after they've done, did that as an enterprise zone and the other fees that have been calculated and taken out of Tabor, what we spend as a state really now is around 23%. That's all that Tabor affects in terms of our
spending.
So they
got all the rest of that out.
Correct. Everything is now out.
You know, think about that. Over the years, if people would have gotten that money back, what they could have done for their families, it might have been extra dance lessons for, you know, a little girl or something, you know?
Correct. And so we always talk about that. And then I started looking at corporate welfare because there were a lot of articles that have been written because at the federal level, we have the opportunity zones that are coming out. And then here we have some of the enterprise zones that we've been talking about. And that's what I based my last article on for you a couple weeks ago. And
you can find that at KimMunson.com, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Okay, go.
Correct. So for listeners that are just joining the conversation, the state of Colorado has the Office of Economic Development and International Trade. And if you go on that website, you're going to see a number of programs. We have just really been talking about enterprise zones here on Kim's show. There's actually 33 different programs listed. And on the website, it's begging people. It says, as a business looking to expand or relocate in Colorado, we want you to get the most out of what our state has to offer. In addition to a colorful backdrop and an energetic workforce, we've also got a long list of funding resources and credits for eligible companies to access. Browse the list below to see all the programs available to support businesses in growing their economic presence in the state. So I looked at economic zones or enterprise zones. Again, this is just one out of 33 listed, and enterprise zones has actually 8 subsets. Right. And
when we say follow the money, it's difficult, isn't it?
Right. And then even one of those subsets has 3 subsets. So anyways, I'm trying to do a broad scope here. And I just really centered in on the enterprise zones. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at all this money that we are giving as tax incentives. And I found this website called Good Jobs First, and they're listing the top ones for Colorado. And that's what we've been talking about on the show as an opener. So for today, it is Suncorp. Now, my background is I'm a small business owner. I've worked with a lot of large corporations. I believe it's great. I believe in the free market. I love business, large, medium, small. But it should be a level playing field, and the government should have the opportunity to pick winners and losers, and that's what's happening here. And Suncorp, over the years from 2011 to 2017, was offered 16 separate tax credit packages. And for those who aren't familiar with Suncorp, it's a Canadian integrated energy company. It's based in Calgary, and its market cap is $45.98 billion. So they received from the state of Colorado $14,157,000. That's probably peanuts for them, but for the state of Colorado, especially if we really need money right now, that's a lot. And we're only on our 7th day, and the total of these types of tax credits is $126,550,000. So it adds up really quick. And if we need the money as a state, then why are we giving these tax breaks to predominantly large corporations? As a small business owner, I was never offered one. I'm not asking for one. I just think that it's best to have a tax credit, or excuse me, a tax discount for everybody across the board.
Lower
your taxes across the board so that it's fair for everybody. Because that little guy or the small business owner, even $1,000 or $2,000 more, that really can make a difference for them. And that will help them grow. And then I was thinking the other day, I'm actually helping one of my competitors out.
Right. So you're paying your taxes.
Right.
And then they're getting a break. There's something really unfair about this.
Exactly. And I just want to say real quick, because I know we're running out of time, that next to these 33 programs, there's another 8 programs that are for specific industries. And one is the film industry. And the state of Colorado, through this economic office, just recently gave them an emergency infusion. And they, because this was struggling, and they gave them $750,000 in incentives to the production companies that they were authorized to pay in the year 2019-20 budget. But it turned out, though, that what they ended up doing was that they moved some money. So because this office ran out of their funds, they decided, the Office of Economic Development and International Trade, decided that they would take $1.25 million from the $5 million annual allocation given to the Strategy Fund to help attract companies without tax liability, different than the job growth incentive tax credits that do not have a cap, and instead they're using it now for films. So it goes to the point that just because they say they're going to use it for something, it can be reapportioned to something else. So going back to Prop DD, they said it's going to go to water conservation or the water projects. But we already know that there's a list of 10 things before you get to the water. But are they really going to use it?
And so because of this, on both of these, we're just about out of time, Patty. So let's get you back on this so that we can talk some more about it, because it's so important. So Colorado says we need your money. But in essence, they're giving all kinds of money away to big corporations. We love capitalism. We love an even playing field. We just don't think that that's okay. So, Patty Kergan, thank you so much for your great work.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Okay. And our quote for today is Mother Teresa. She said, "Do not wait for leaders. Do it alone, person to person." So today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I was born free. I was born free. I was born free.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.